Blog Talk Radio.
It's The Ride Home at 5 with comedian, playwright, actress, and author Diva Mack, bringing you stop sign drama, entertainment traffic, red light scandal, highway news, side street suspense, and city-to-city knowledge here on The Diva Mack Show, your ride home from work. So buckle up and let's roll.
Love and happiness. Something that can make you do wrong, make you do right. Yeah. Love. Wait a minute, something's going wrong. Someone's on the phone, 3 o'clock in the morning. Yeah, talking about how she can make it right. Yeah, happiness is when you really feel good about somebody. Nothing wrong being in love with someone, yeah. Oh, baby, love and happiness.
Love and happiness.
Love and happiness. Talking together, saying
Welcome to the Diva Mac Show. I'm your host, Diva Mac. I'm glad you're able to tune in. Be careful out there as you are on the road. Be safe. Don't texting and driving. And pay attention to what's in front of you and behind you and also on the side of you. If you're just here tuning in to Diva Mac Show, today we're talking about learning to love yourself. You hear all the time how people say they love themselves and then you turn around and that same person is hurting themselves or they're putting themselves through a lot of turmoil in their lives that they're actually putting their own self through and nobody else, and then you wonder, do you love yourself? So today we're going to talk about learning to love yourself. This show will talk about how to embrace your uniqueness. A lot of people don't even like who they are, and that goes from the way they look, the way their bodies are built, you know, the color of their skin. You find a lot of people don't, they say they love themselves, but they don't like a lot of things about them. So how can you say you love yourself and it's so much about yourself that you don't like? And sometimes, you know, we have to change things to fall in love with ourselves. And people, they love other people, but they don't take the time out to truly love themselves. And people say, well, you can't love anyone else if you can't love yourself. Now, I are big to differ because I believe that you can love someone more than you love yourself because you have yet to learn how to love yourself. Not saying that because you don't know how to love you, you can't love someone else. I beg to differ that because of that reason alone. Because one, you find people that will give more, that will go through a lot for someone else before they even do it for themselves. And so I do believe people can love other people more than they love themselves because they have yet to love themselves and to fall in love with yourself, and that is okay to do that. Then you can genuinely receive that back from someone so you don't feel like you are being misused in the relationship. So today on the Diva Mac Show, we are talking about learning to love yourself. So if you're just now tuning in and you want to chime into this conversation, whether you're looking or tuning in via the website, you can call in by dialing 646-595-2105 and pressing 1 to speak to me, the host, Diva Mac. Now let's talk a little bit about, there are things to think and do when you hate yourself. Believe it or not, there are so many people out there that hate who they are, hate themselves, and have committed suicide on the brink of doing that. Now self-hate is a dark black hole in our soul that can be easily, that can be easy to fall into, but difficult to get out. Now let's think about this. I want you to give you some things to do when you start to hear yourself say things like, I hate myself, I'm no good, I'm so stupid, I'm worthless. The truth is you are none of those things, but it's easy to think you are, especially if you have been if you've been believing all these negative thoughts about yourself. And I was telling someone, no matter how many times somebody tell you that you are great, until you believe that you're great, you will never be great to yourself. And that's all that counts when it's about you being great to yourself, and you believe that you are this beautiful, great person that everybody else sees. Until you believe that, then you will always be exactly what you say you are. Now, what do you do to climb out of the dark hole in your soul? Decide, one, that you want to change the things about yourself. Nobody can make you love you other than you. It's your responsibility to rearrange your thinking away from all negative stuff you've been thinking about and think more positive thoughts about yourself. It's often been said, if I think better, I will act better, and if I act better, I will feel better, okay? Now, remember that, and these are just ways to start getting yourself out of that dark hole, that dark place of hating yourself and begin to love yourself. Now, figure out what you can change and do it. If you don't like something about yourself that you can actually change, start to do that today. Now, some people say they would love themselves more if they were smaller, you know, if they had this house. So you start working towards those goals. You know, a lot of women that I've come in contact with, they didn't like, you know, who they were. They didn't feel comfortable because of the weight. And you start doing things in your life to change that so that you can start loving you and feeling more comfortable. Maybe you don't like your weight again. Like I was stating, you can start eating properly and getting exercise today, get involved with a sport or a favorite hobby. You just get more active. You'll be amazed at how good it makes you feel to take care of yourself. Don't obsess over what you think your flaws are. Work on what you can change and ask God to help you accept the rest. Create the healthy life you desire and deserve. Some people get trapped in living miserable lives, not realizing they have the ability to change their situation. Don't get stuck in that trap. Build up your self-esteem. Make a list of your 10 best qualities. Can't think of 10. There are more than you think, but try starting with one. For example, I am a loyal friend. I am a loyal being. I tell them one thing, I believe in being loyal. If I'm with you, I am with you. I care about others. I am in touch with how I feel, or I have a lot to offer whomever that is that's my friend. And again, I want to talk about this. If you know me, I don't consider everybody as my friend, but I do have a lot of associates, and I'm a good listener. You know, people call me all the time when people want to talk to me, and I take the time to let them sometimes people just want to vent. They don't want to hear you say everything. They don't want you to judge their situation. Sometimes people just want to vent. They also want to do that too. So I'm a good listener when it comes to that, and I believe in, you know, offering my opinion if they want it. I don't try to bombard someone with my opinion. Okay, then find out what your friends and family value about you. If you just talk to someone, a lot of times when I'm with my cast members, I will go around the room and ask them what they think about me. And, you know, it's good to hear people, even people that you don't know, they come up to you and be like, oh my God, I think you're wonderful and you're talented. That goes a long ways. You may be surprised to find out what the people who love you see in you. As you begin to dwell on the good things you offer, your confidence will grow. Now, others will take note of it because you will have made yourself more attractive, okay? And people can see that. You know, when you have that confidence and you walk into a room, people can tell and they can sense that about you, and you will start to attract those type of people. Use gratitude as a weapon against self-hatred. You will find people who dwell on the positive things in their life, things in which they are grateful for, are usually much happier than those that who do not. I tell people all the time, just think about, you know, you have people that's going to always be negative, no matter what the situation is. I'm one of those people that, you know, I always see the glass half full instead of half empty. And I'm constantly telling people, okay, you're so blessed because, you have a place to stay, because you have your health, because you can walk, because you can feed yourself. There's so many reasons why you can be positive about life than negative, but people dwell on that one negative thing and then it consume them, totally consume the world. Negative thoughts mixed in with worry make a person miserable to live with. So if you are tired of hearing the same old negative thoughts, make a daily list of the things you are grateful for, and you'll be surprised at how quickly your attitude begins to change. Change yourself to reflect each day for just a minute or two, and think about what you feel grateful about just for that day. Sometimes things are not going to go your way. Something, you know, and that's a lot of us, we experience that. But you gotta be able to look at the positive things in your life, even when you're going through the storm. If you're just there tuning in to Diva Meg Show today, we're talking about loving yourself. You know, just taking the time about to love you and things to do to get out of that dark place of hatred, okay? And so we're talking about using gratitude as a weapon against self-hatred. Remember, God loves you. The most powerful way to overcome self-hate is to focus on God's love. After all, if God loves you, and he does with all of your faults and hurts, it should make it easier for us to accept ourselves. Let God change what he wants to change, and you'll feel much better about your life. God made you very unique, and it is the uniqueness that makes you special, okay? And we must understand that, people, going forward. I just want to see more people loving themselves and it's taking the time out. Even when I'm going through, I do take the time out and just be thankful in the moment what I have, my children. I have, you know, at times when I'm not feeling so well, I still think about what I do have. You know, I may not feel 100%, but the times when I'm still up, but I still go, well, I'm able to still get up and walk around with people that get sick and can't get up and do for themselves. So I look at that, and I'm so blessed in it, and that's how I'm able to keep myself from going to that dark place and loving myself and not hating myself. And it's horrible when you get to the point where you start to hate you, because you are all you truly have. And if you don't love you, then who else is going to love you? And if you do find someone in life that loves you more than you love yourself, consider yourself blessed and blessed with favor, because a lot of us can't have that. A lot of people have not found that person that will love them beyond their greatest expectations, more than they love them, that will take the time out to save them, to say, you have somebody that can come, and you know you're the person that's going to come and save you and put in sacrifice for you, then you're truly blessed and have been favored. If you just now tuning in to the Diva Meg Show, we are talking about loving yourself and the steps to take in loving yourself. Then we're going to talk a little bit about skincare here before we take a little music break, and then we'll get back. We'll talk about those steps to start taking, again, about learning to love yourself and how to love yourself here on the Diva Max Show. And let's talk about skincare, which is very, very most important, and that's the way people tell their age. People will look at you and they go by your skin, how healthy your skin is. It tells how old you are. Sometimes you look older than what you are because of your skin and your skin care. So a lot of times people look younger than what they are because they have really great skin. And it starts with the skin as far as being youthfulness. Then you don't have time to, again, we're talking about, if you're just tuning in, we're talking about skin care. If you're just tuning in, good skin care, including sun protection and gentle cleansing, can keep your skin healthy and glowing for years to come. Now, you don't have time for the intense skin care. I don't do a lot of that. You know, I have the time to do it. I just don't do it. The thing is, I do, I wash my face, I scrub my face, and I moisturize my face, and that's it. And people always ask me all the time, like, Diva, what do you do? Your skin is glowing. But I do make sure I do those steps. And some people, they do a whole 5-step thing before they go to bed and when they wake up. But some of us have the time but just don't want to do all that. And some of us do, and, you know, some of us don't. But, we have to make time to take care of our skin. Okay, then you can still pamper yourself by acing the basics. Good skin care and healthy lifestyle choices can help delay the natural aging process and prevent various skin problems. Get started with the steps that I'm going to give to you. First, protect yourself from the sun. Oh, my goodness. Me as a black woman, you know, us blacks, period, for some reason don't believe that we need to put on sunscreen because of the dark. We still need to use sun protection, sunscreen. Please get you some. One of the most important ways to take care of your skin is to protect it from the sun. A lifetime of sun exposure can cause wrinkles, age spots, and other skin problems, as well as increase the risk of skin cancer. So make sure that you are using a sunscreen. Use a broad spectrum sunscreen with a SPF of at least 15. Apply sunscreen generously and reapply every 2 hours if you're out there, and more often if you're swimming or perspiring. Seek shade. Make sure you're going to shade. Avoid the sun between 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. because that's when the sun rays are the strongest. Wear protective clothing. Cover your skin with tightly woven long sleeve shirts, long pants, wide brim hats. I believe I put my hat on and tell my husband all the time, baby, get your hands to cover your head. Can't be out there in the heat. You end up with, you know, heat stroke. And, you know, a lot of people don't believe, oh, I can handle it. But no, you need to cover yourself. It's very important to stay covered. A lot of people, they want to have little bitty shorts on and tank tops and stuff like that because they want to be cool, but no, you're cooler when you're covering, you're protecting your skin. Also consider laundry additives, which give clothing an additional layer of ultraviolet protection for a certain number of washings, or special sun protective clothing, which is specifically designed to block ultraviolet rays. So check into that. Don't smoke. And we're talking about taking care of your skin. If you just now tuning into Diva Max Show and you're wondering, what is she talking about right now? We're talking about taking care of your skin and ways to protect your skin. Smoking makes your skin look older, so don't smoke. And this contributes, smoking contributes to wrinkles. Smoking narrows the tiny blood vessels in your outermost layers of the skin, which decreases blood flow. Now, these deplete the skin of oxygen and nutrients that are important to skin health. Okay, now smoking also damages collagen and elastin, the fibers that give your skin strength and elasticity. In addition, the repetitive facial expressions you make when smoking, such as pursing your lips or when inhaling or squinting your eyes to keep out smoke, can contribute to wrinkles. So if you smoke, the best way to protect your skin is to quit. Ask your doctor for tips or treatments to help you stop smoking. And there are other benefits to, when you quit smoking as well, but that is also a contribution to, you know, past aging or wrinkled skin. Treat your skin gently. Daily cleansing and shaving can take a toll on your skin to keep it gentle. Limit bath time. Hot water and long showers or baths remove oils from your skin. A lot of people feel like they have to bathe every day, but actually you shouldn't be, you know, bathing. Maybe you may want to wash off, but you're taught to shower every day, but it does take away the moisture from your skin. So limit your bath and shower time and use warm rather than hot water when bathing. A lot of us like to get in there to loosen up our muscles, so we take really, really hot baths. But just, you know, shorten your time or skip a day or two if you can. Some of us can't, so we can go ahead and be able to keep the moisture in our skin. Avoid strong soaps. Strong soaps and detergents can strip your skin off of the skin. Instead of choose a mild cleanser. Shave carefully. Protect the lubricant in your skin. Apply shaving cream, lotion, or gel before shaving. For the closest shave, use your clean, sharp razor. Also, pat dry after washing or bathing. Moisturize your dry skin. If your skin is dry, use a moisturizer that fits your skin type. For daily use, consider moisturizer that contains SPF. Eat a healthy diet. Now, a healthy diet can help you look and feel your best. Eat plenty of fruits, vegetables, whole grains, and lean proteins, okay? Now, this association between diet and acne isn't clear, but some research suggests that a diet rich in vitamin C and low in unhealthy fats and processed or refined carbohydrates may promote younger-looking skin. Also, managing stress. I've had friends. I've seen them. They've been through a lot of stress, and they've aged. You know, their skin, it takes a toll on your skin. So uncontrolled stress can make your skin more sensitive and trigger acne breakouts and other skin problems. To encourage healthy skin and a healthy state of mind, take steps to manage your stress. Set reasonable limits, scale back your to-do list, and make time to do things that you actually enjoy. This may result in more dramatic than you expect. So a lot of times, take the time out, do something you enjoy, and it'll actually help you have better looking skin, make you look more youthful. If you just now tuned into the Diva Max Show, we're talking about learning to love yourself here on the Diva Max Show as we just went over our health check on healthy skin. So take a little music break, and we'll be right back here on the Diva Max Show. Hope you enjoy this. A little bit of uplifted music for you all. Don't hate yourself. Love yourself.
Not a second for another minute. Not an hour or another day. But at this moment with my arms outstretched, I need you to make way have you have done so many times before. Through a window or an open door, I stretch my hands to thee. Come rescue me, I need you right away. I need you. An hour of another day, but Lord, I need you right away. If I never needed you before, to show up and restore all of the faith that I left while I was yet searching the world for more, the truest friend I have indeed. You're my best friend, I know in need. I stretch my hands to thee. Come rescue me, I need you right away. The agony of being alone, fear of doing things on my own, the tests and trials that come to make me strong.
not another minute, Lord. Can't wait another day, oh, 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 Lord.
I'm your host, Diva Mag. Thank you all for tuning in to the show. And today we're talking about learning to love yourself. The show, we've already covered most of the show. We have about 4 minutes left in the show. As we talk about how to embrace your uniqueness in loving yourself, people hear it all the time about how can you love someone else if you don't love yourself. You find a lot of people that truly can love someone else and not love themselves because they've never love themselves and know how to love themselves. And we're going to talk about, go through several different steps on how to love yourself, steps to truly love yourself, and why it's the most selfless thing that you can do. Now, first serve the world by living your purpose. What is your soul deepest desire? What is your biggest dream for your own life? Chances are that that's not a 9-to-5 desk job. However, when first pondering this question, your dream may seem selfish. Start by seeking out those people who celebrate you being big. In most modern societies, this isn't common behavior, at least not yet. And you need a bit of creativity to make it work. And yes, there will be a few lonely moments, but the feeling of your soul smiling is priceless. And once you experience this feeling, it is hard to ever go back there. Again, people, serve the world by living your purpose. Empower people by being confident, okay? It ties in with living your purpose. It's easier to reduce yourself in being worthy of compassion. People will feel more feel your misery and will try to help you. But on the contrary, how inspiring is it to be around someone or somebody who is genuinely confident? It really makes you feel that you can do it too. And I know it for sure because I'm one of those people that I believe in encouraging people and giving them ways to make things happen, ways to accomplish those things that they think they cannot do. Stop the gossip, stop the complaints. Complaining is a negative energy that locks us into a certain way of thinking. When we look for the negative in others, we zoom in on exactly that, the negative surrounding us. Once we shift our radar towards what inspires us and others, we are instead looking for connections, growth, love, joy, with a short-term or long-term uplifting energies, and those are exactly the qualities we will then be able to nurture in our own lives, okay? It takes time and practice to achieve this shift. Now, balance of gentleness and firmness, a lot of people have problems with that. Keep promises made to yourself. When you make a promise to yourself, keep it. Honor your own word to yourself. Okay? Nourish and celebrate yourself. Having been completely absorbed in everything and words of the world, nourish and celebrate you. That's very important. Take yourself out and celebrate you, all your success and where you're at, your accomplishments and what you're doing. Just celebrate. Take that time out. Have integrity with the people who surround you. Okay? Step by step towards your soul's alignment. Don't ever think you have more time. Do it now. Take a little step at a time, but don't put it off. Take baby steps in the right direction. Even if it's just a little today, a little tomorrow, honored to be walking right there with you, walking with purpose. If you just tuning in to Diva Mag Show, as we wrap up the show, people, please love yourself. Learn to love yourself because you owe it to yourself. And I always say this as I end my show, you owe it to yourself first to be happy, healthy, and successful. Healthy, happy, and successful. You owe it to you. Do that for you. Stop hating yourself and love yourself. I'm your host, Diva Mag. Tune in tomorrow. We'll be right back here at 5 p.m. You're right on board. Diva Mag, entertainer of the year. God bless you. Take care.
It's The Ride Home at 5 with comedian, playwright, actress, and author Diva Mack, bringing you stop sign drama, entertainment traffic, red light scandal, highway news, side street suspense, and city-to-city knowledge here on The Diva Mack Show, your ride home from work. So buckle up and let's roll.